We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Cherished viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. The satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Villamí, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, and channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Coré, channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santa Anita, Paraguay, channel 30. And in Orqueira, channel 32 in Namoa S.A. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on Siat Sat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoved Province, channel 21 on Can Altai Cable TV. In Erenat City, channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himuri Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Selang Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhanul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulan Bator, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Ultul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, and channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. and in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tungtai Cable TV, in Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV, and in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Nicaragua provides free education for over 1 million children. In technology news, robots in Japan help people with many tasks. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring International Fund for Africa, which is dedicated to enhancing the well-being of both people and animals on our planet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 1st, is the birthday of the President of Lithuania, Her Excellency Dr. Dalia Grybauskaitė, a native of Vilnius, Lithuania. In office since July 2009, Her Excellency is Lithuania's first woman president. Her Excellency's priorities include national unity, with emphasis in areas such as healthcare, education, and taking care of the earth. President Grybauskaitė has said, "Environmental protection is a duty to future generations." Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Dalia Grybauskaitė, for your devotion to the betterment of the people of Lithuania and the world. We respectfully wish you a very happy and blessed birthday.
Fly in news, Atlantic Storm Cynthia sweeps across Europe. An unusually strong system moving across southern Europe heading north caused officials in Spain, Portugal, and France to announce alerts on February 27, while the United Kingdom issued flood warnings as ongoing heavy rains over saturated grounds.
With winds up to 150 kilometers per hour and waves reaching 8 meters high in some places, 50 people perished throughout the four affected countries, many in travel-related accidents. Damage was also noted to power lines, leaving tens of thousands of homes without electricity, along with disruptions in road, rail, and air traffic. Officials reported that crews were working to restore function to the region.
Our gratefulness all Spanish, Portuguese, French, and British personnel providing assistance and protection for fellow citizens. Our sympathies for those who lost loved ones as we pray for everyone's safety. May such disruptive events be minimized through humanity's more conscious care of our ecosphere.
Third winter storm inundates northeastern United States. Beginning on Thursday, February 25th, rain turning to snow along with high-speed winds affected millions in the region. A man who perished in New York after being struck by a snow-laden tree branch was one of the three fatalities thought to be caused by the storm. By Friday, up to 32 inches of snow had fallen in some areas, with record snowfall for the month in New York City's Central Park. Countless communities in nearby states faced initially paralyzing snow, as some 700,000 also lost power in states such as Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Vermont. Thanks to the diligent efforts of utility crews, many roads were cleared and most power restored by Sunday. We send our sympathies for the loss of life as we wish everyone comforting warmth and well-being during this extreme weather. With our more considerate stewardship of the environment, may our world soon return to a harmonious state.
International donors extend helping hand to Chile. Following the 8.8 magnitude quake on February 27, which officials are now estimating has cost over 700 lives and affected more than 2 million people, President Michelle Bachelet has traveled to some of the quake-stricken areas to assess damage and oversee government measures. Several other Chilean ministers similarly traveled to different regions to monitor the aid work there.
Meanwhile, the European Union donated an initial $4 million, saying that more would be forthcoming, as the British and American Red Cross organizations transferred $76,000 and $50,000 respectively. Germany stated that a technical relief team would be dispatched to the affected region, and U.S. President Barack Obama also pledged his nation's assistance.
The Mobile Giving Foundation in the U.S. launched a text message campaign for cell phone users in Canada and the U.S. to donate funds by texting the word Chile. With a satellite operation in Colombia, the UK-based charity Oxfam has already sent a team of specialists to the country. And charity organization AmeriCares is sending medical supplies along with an emergency team. US-based internet company Google also activated an online person finder at chilepersonfinder.appspot.com to assist in locating friends and loved ones.
Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies and emergency personnel of Chile, as well as all donor countries, organizations, and individuals for your swift and caring response. Wishing the Chilean people a rapid return to stable lives and that such perilous situations are eased through our increased kindness toward each other and the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Okay.
Thompson Foundation announces annual media accolades. Presented by the British charity in Amman, Jordan, the Thompson Foundation's Inquirer Awards seek to raise professional standards of journalism through a recognition of excellence in the field and are offered to print, television, and photojournalists from Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, Jordan, and Iraq. This year's first place winner in the print category was Hamoud Al-Ajaj from Syria, while top honors in television went to Josephine Deeb from OTV in Lebanon for her insightful report on the effects of a toxic waste shipment that entered her country. Palestinian Aladdin Badarneh from the European Press Agency was recognized for best news photography. Second and third place awardees were also recognized in each of the three categories. Our sincere accolades, honorees, for your outstanding achievements. May you and all fellow journalists be protected as you continue your noble mission of bringing accurate and timely information to the public.
The 2010 Winter Olympics culminate in grand finale in Vancouver, Canada. After 17 days of exciting competitions and feats by some of the world's most accomplished athletes, a closing ceremony on Sunday, February 28, celebrated all participants and international attendees. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings us the final highlights from the sporting events and other activities in Vancouver.
Audiences cheered as Norway took home her eighth gold with Halvard Heinvold, Emil Hegel Svendsen, Ole Einar Borgendalen, and Tarjei Bo winning the biathlon's men's 4x7.5 km relay, a feat that also distinguished 40-year-old Halvard Heinvold as the eldest biathlete to win an Olympic medal. In women's curling, Swedish champions defended their title with a victory in the finale with Canada, while Canada's win in men's short track speed skating took the host nation into double-digit gold medals, as Charles Hamelin won the men's 500 meter, and the team of brothers Charles and Francois Hamelin, as well as Oliver Jean and Francois-Louis Tremblay, brought in the best time for the men's 5,000 meter relay. Meanwhile, Chinese skater Wang Meng won her third gold with the 1,000 meter title in women's short track speed skating, after compatriot Zhou Yang had triumphed in the 1500 meter event on Saturday. The same day, the United States four-man bobsledding team earned the country's first gold in 60 years in that event, while Kim Yoo-na of South Korea was declared winner of the women's figure skaters after spinning her way to a world record score. Gold in the ladies' parallel giant slalom ski event went to Nicolien Soderbred of the Netherlands, as Giuliano Roselli claimed Italy's first gold for the men's slalom, with Ivica Kostelic of Croatia winning silver and Sweden's Andre Meyer bronze.
As this year's host of the Winter Olympics, Vancouver, Canada welcomed both renowned athletes and tens of thousands of visitors from across the globe.
everybody seems to be having such a great time in Vancouver. We thought we'd just got to be part of it.
All were treated to memorable cultural and scenic attractions, as well as tasteful plant-based food options and an alcohol-restricted policy that ensured a more healthful atmosphere for all.
These are the first games to provide eco-conscious and healthy organic vegan food options at concession stands. Included on the vegan menu are delicious veggie dogs and chili made by Eve's Veggie Cuisine, as well as salty snacks from Terra Chips.
In Vancouver, we're blessed to have many, many fantastic resources.
And coming out here, I really realized that, yeah, vegan food has so much diversity.
Be veg, go green, save the planet!
Meanwhile, Vancouver's Mayor Gregor Robson closed liquor stores early during the games. This reduction in evening alcohol sales resulted in noticeable improved atmosphere of peaceful calm.
Finally, marking the culmination of this year's Olympic events was a closing ceremony held on Sunday evening.
The Olympic theme, with glowing hearts, was indeed fully manifested at this special finale, held indoors for the first time in Olympic history. Inside the unique BC Stadium, with its air-supported roof, talented performers, artists, and cultural practitioners honored the participating athletes' accomplishments, as well as the language and traditions of Canada. It was certainly a memorable way to celebrate excellence in sports and world harmony, both of which flourished throughout the 2010 Winter Olympic Games. This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Vancouver, Canada.
We thank all organizers, athletes, and visitors alike for helping make this a spectacular event. May the unity and fraternity highlighted throughout the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver continue for a golden era of peace on Earth.
Prince William photographed for charity. His Royal Highness Prince William of Wales donated his time as he posed to have his picture taken by formerly homeless photographer Jeff Hubbard. With the photos being taken in the studio of renowned photographer Rankin, the images will be displayed for the homeless charity Crisis, the organization that helped Mr. Hubbard regain his life, as well as being published in the latest edition of top celebrity magazine Hello. All proceeds are being donated to the Crisis charity.
Speaking of his participation in the project, Prince William said, "It is a reminder of the way in which all of us, whatever path our lives have taken, are ultimately neighbors and share a common bond." Jeff Hubbard's experience of homelessness was an isolating and traumatic one, but now, with the help of Crisis, his life has hope and purpose again.
Your Royal Highness, we respectfully laud your humble and generously giving nature. Heaven bless your continued noble acts of kindness, which surely bring comfort and hope to many.
Sailors released near Somalia. On Friday, February 26th, the 24 crew members of a Singaporean flag vessel were released after being detained since January 1st in the Gulf of Aden off of Somalia's coast. All crew members, comprised of 17 Indonesian, 5 Chinese, 1 Nigerian, and 1 Alaxese or Vietnamese national, were reported to be in good health. We are relieved to know of the 24 sailors' peaceful freedom and wish them a safe journey home for joyful celebrations of life with loved ones.
Save our planet. The Philippines drastically impacted by drought. The Department of Agriculture's Central Action Center, or DACAC, has reported that El Niño-induced drought has caused the loss of more than 144,000 tons of corn and 56,000 tons of rice across 14 affected provinces.
President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo has ordered water conservation measures as well as infrastructure improvements, while the Department of Agriculture is setting aside an aid package of $19.1 million to assist farmers. Moreover, due to low water levels of some hydroelectric dams, power shortages are also a concern.
Our heartfelt thoughts and prayers go to all in the Philippines affected by these extreme conditions. We pray for sustaining rains and a restored climate through humanity's soon adoption of eco-friendly and compassionate lifestyles.
As on many occasions, in a September 2009 climate change video conference in Peru, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of the most effective way to return even dangerous conditions as these to balance.
Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. So how can we handle the mass migration of tens of millions of people all at once due to desertification, the rising sea levels, or the permanent loss of crop fields? The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. The warming atmosphere, water shortage, food scarcity, desertification, we can quickly eliminate by stopping meat production. Stop it now, no further.
Save Our Planet. Preliminary reports from Singapore's National Environment Agency reveal February 2010 to be the driest month on record, with only 5.3 millimeters of rain compared to 18.7 millimeters during the same period last year.
Save Our Planet. In the USA, the University of California at Santa Barbara responds to student requests by removing all meat from one dining hall and beef from the remaining three to mitigate climate change.
Save Our Planet. Chinese scientists set up a real-time tide examination and transmission station that monitors sea level changes, providing global climate change data in waters close to Antarctica.
Save Our Planet. UK researchers find that global warming has caused the perishing of coral reefs in many Caribbean waters, which in turn affects their ability to serve as vital nurseries for fish and act as a buffer from tropical storms.
I'm Zolo, and this is Lady.
Hi, we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
And Lady and I are vegan.
We are here with a tip on your dog companion's healthy digestion.
It's a good idea. Canine friends like us have some time to relax after going for a walk or run.
Then we will be eagerly ready for our delicious plant-based food.
Thank you for watching. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, weather from around the world.
In education news, over 1 million Nicaraguan children receive free education. Nicaraguan Education Minister Miguel de Castilla stated that transportation and snacks such as cereal, beans, and rice are also being provided by the program. Our gratitude, Minister Miguel de Castilla and Nicaraguan Education Ministry. God bless your dedicated efforts. May the vibrant young citizens of your nation be graced with an abundance of love and education opportunities on a sustainable planet.
In technology news, Japan's robots have numerous useful functions. Greeting shoppers as they enter stores and actually finding their requested items are some of their helpful jobs. Other ways robots assist include cleaning floors, repairing vegetables, welcoming patients to a medical clinic, and acting as security guards. Mr. Naruto Hosomi, president of Tokyo Riki Company in Osaka, which builds industrial robots, stated, "My aim is to contribute to robots making life for humans easier in an age where our society is getting older." Kudos, Mr. Naruto Hosomi, Toyo Riki Company, and other robotics institutions for your efforts to better lives. May innovations such as these enhance the comfort and happiness of all beings. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting a non-profit that helps to promote the vegan solution to global warming throughout Africa. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more rejuvenating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, pleasant news for a hopeful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on International Fund for Africa, which has helped to improve pediatric services in hospitals in Ethiopia.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
International Fund for Africa, or IFA, is devoted to promoting the well-being of all inhabitants of our planet, human and animal alike. The non-profit, formerly called the Emsala Gisis Memorial Foundation, was established in 2006 by vegan Ethiopian-born cousins Dr. Entene Robe and Ms. Seble Nebiyele. In 2009, the name was changed to IFA.
Current projects of IFA include enhancing existing neonatal and pediatric services at hospitals in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. In addition, much-needed equipment has been provided to rural medical clinics in the nation. IFA is committed to ensuring that every Ethiopian infant has the opportunity to thrive. IFA works towards improving the health and living situations of animals while sharing information on their compassionate treatment with the public and veterinary schools. Supporting various environmental groups is another focus of IFA.
IFA states, "Becoming vegan is the single most important action that one can take to reduce suffering of animals and to decrease one's ecological footprint on our fragile planet." To this end, IFA works with vegetarian societies throughout Africa to promote the plant-based diet. Bravo, Dr. Entene Roba, Ms. Seble Nebiyele, and the International Fund for Africa. Our heartfelt thankfulness and heaven bless your devotion to lives of happiness and dignity for each precious being. May your gracious dream of a loving vegan planet soon become the reality for Africa and the entire globe.
For more information about International Fund for Africa, please visit ifundafrica.org.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Hebrew entitled Lion's Choice.
למה אריה לא רוצה לאכול את הג'ירף? בגלל שהוא היה צמחוני.
And now for our viewers' heartline about Ram Bahadur Bomjan, the meditating Buddha boy from Nepal on a journey through aesthetic realms.
The song is a popular mantra in Asia known as the Great Compassionate Mantra of Avalokiteshvara. Hope Buddha Boy achieves enlightenment and fulfills his wishes.
Caring viewer, thank you for your information about the beautiful, great, compassionate mantra of Avalokiteshvara. Pratharian Ram Bahadur is dedicated to helping all humanity through his profound spiritual search and illumination. May Buddha bless him on his noble mission with love and light.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart and soul resonate in oneness with heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Georgia, the Public Broadcaster Director General Georgi Chanturia states that daily news will now be broadcast for national minorities in native languages to help them stay apprised of current events.
United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Affairs His Highness Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan meets with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to discuss peace efforts in the Middle East as well as their own bilateral relations.
Parliament member and animal rights advocate Maneka Gandhi of India voices her support for Karnataka state government's ban on cow slaughter, calling for the ban's expansion to other animals as well.
Azerbaijan's Justice Minister Fikret Mamadov meets with his Slovakian counterpart Viera Petrikova for discussions of a legal cooperation agreement signed in 2009 that has seen judicial system advancements for both countries.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement returns to Iraq recovered ancient items such as Neo-Assyrian golden earrings dating back to 7th century BC and a Babylonian foundation stone from a sacred temple.
A new scanner device available in Switzerland assists the vision impaired by being able to read and convert the barcodes of items such as canned foods into speech-synthesized words, with plans to expand to more products.
New York, USA Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer proposes that meat-free Mondays be implemented throughout the city's public schools for health and cost-saving benefits.
An ancient city wall revealed by archaeologists in Jerusalem, Israel, is believed to have been constructed in the 10th century BC by King Solomon, a finding that could support biblical references.
Albania welcomes three Guantanamo Bay detainees who arrived for their relocation this week, a Tunisian, Egyptian, and a Libyan, while a detainee of Palestinian descent has been accepted by Spain.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev agree via a telephone discussion to swiftly implement a nuclear arms reduction treaty.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.